Why was the letter of Barnabas attributed to Barnabas? Part 2 by Bart D. Ehrman. Read by John Paul Middlesworth. In my last post, I started to explain why early Christians may have attributed the anonymous letter to Barnabas to Barnabas, best known as one of the closest companions of Paul. That post was a setup to this. In it, I explained some of the key things we know about the mid-century philosopher-slash-theologian, eventually branded arch-heretic, Marcion. Here, I explain the relevance of that. It is important to recall that the letter of Barnabas is stridently anti-Jewish, claiming that the Jews never were the people of God because they had broken the covenant as soon as God had given it to them on Mount Sinai by worshiping the golden calf. They misunderstood the law, taking it literally, when it was meant figuratively. Even though Jews never realized it, the OT was not a Jewish book, but a Christian book that not only anticipated Christ, but proclaimed the Christian message. The first explicit reference to this anonymous letter is in the writings of Clement of Alexandria, writing around 200, who quotes it and claims it was written by Barnabas, who, he indicates, was one of the 70 apostles sent out by Jesus in the Gospel of Luke, Luke 10:1, and a later co-worker with Paul. Thus Clement, Miscellanies 2.6:31, 2.7:35, and 2.20. A number of decades later, the Church Father Origen named the letter as a Catholic epistle, against Celsus 1:63, and called it Divine Scripture, on First Principles 3:2:47. Just over a century or so after that, it was included among the writings of the New Testament in the famous Codex Sinaiticus, also closely associated with Alexandria. Almost certainly, neither Origen nor Sinaiticus would have accepted it into the canon of Scripture if they had not thought it had an apostolic origin. And so at least in one part of the church, that connected with Alexandria, there were Christians who thought that the book was written by an apostle. And since it had never been known by any other name, it almost certainly was always associated with Barnabas. But why Barnabas in particular? Again, my view on this is not widely held. I don't recall ever hearing anyone mention it, which means no one is against it either. My view is that whoever started calling it a letter by Barnabas did it as an anti-Marcionite polemic. The short version is this. Marcion championed Paul and saw him as the hero of the faith. This letter, which doesn't mention Paul, takes a very different view of the Old Testament from Marcion. One could almost consider it a polar opposite view from within the spectrum of Christian possibilities from Marcion's. Marcion interpreted the OT, which he obviously didn't call the OT, literally, and so, since it portrayed God in such a negative light in so many places, he rejected it as unworthy of the true God. The God of the OT, for him, was a different God from the God of the NT, which for him was the God of Jesus and Paul. The letter of Barnabas insists that they were the same God and that the OT was to be interpreted figuratively, not literally. Marcion thought that the promises in the OT to the Jews were to the Jews and only to the Jews. They had nothing to do with the Christians. And so, when the OT promises a Messiah, that means that there is still a Messiah yet to come, to the Jews. That Messiah has nothing to do with Jesus. The letter of Barnabas thinks that all the promises to the Jews were not to the Jews, but to the future believers in Jesus, the true Messiah sent from God in fulfillment of all that is in the OT. Marcion insisted that the OT God was the God of the Jews, not of the Christians, who had a different God. The letter of Barnabas insists that the OT God is not the God of the Jews, but the God of the Christians, and that there is, therefore, only one God. In short, Marcion thought that the OT was a non-Christian Jewish book, and the letter of Barnabas thinks that the OT is a non-Jewish Christian book. And so, this letter is at the precise opposite end of the spectrum from Marcion. I don't think it could have been written to oppose Marcion, since it was probably composed in the early 130s, before Marcion started having an impact, and there's nothing to suggest that Marcion knew of it either. Instead, there were different streams of Christian thought at the time, and Marcion came out of one stream and this letter out of another. But later, by the time of Clement in 200 CE or so, Marcion had had an enormous impact and continued to have an enormous impact on the church. So, why attribute this letter to Barnabas? Because, A, It diametrically opposed Marcion's views, including his views of his superhero Paul, whom he said gave him his views through his writings, and B, by attributing it precisely to one of Paul's closest companions and co-workers, it showed that its views, not those of Marcion, were the views of Paul. This letter could not be attributed to Paul himself, since everyone knew that Paul signed his own letters, whereas this letter was anonymous. How then to bestow a clear Pauline authority on the letter? By attributing it to Paul's companion, who both knew and embraced Paul's own views. And so, the attribution of the letter represents a proto-Orthodox attempt to combat Marcion by embracing Paul through his companion Barnabas. That, at least, is my theory. Frankly, until just now, November 5th, 2025, I had forgotten I had it. And I like it even better than before. Then I wonder, surely others have proposed it? Don't know. I haven't done serious research on Barnabas in roughly forever.